This podcast episode discusses questions that women really want to know the answers to, but feel a bit nervous about asking. Every Friday, I upload a podcast all to do with relationships and marriage.
Is it okay to hug your husband's mates? And how many is too many texts a day? He says your sister's fit and kisses your mum on the lips. Is that fine or really not okay? The answers, my friends, might be in these podcasts, but then again, it's only my opinion.
Hi there, my name's James, and thank you so much for checking out my podcast, Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. I set up this podcast because I really want to create an online community that supports parents, specifically dads, and specifically dads like myself who often struggle with their mental health. If that sounds like something you'd like to support, please follow my podcast, maybe share it with a friend, or if you're watching this on my YouTube channel, please hit subscribe. Question: what do you consider promiscuous behavior? Obviously, the disclaimer, this is only my opinion, so I can only give my opinion based on what I've experienced in my 46, nearly 47 years of life. And it will differ completely from relationship to relationship. Each relationship is unique. So what works for my relationship might not work for yours, etc. I think it's important that you get to know your partner well enough or your wife well enough that you know what behavior would really upset her. What sort of behavior she would consider promiscuous behavior. For example, is it okay to like another woman's images on social media? All I would say when it comes to marriage or relationships, and I try and use this mantra in every element of my life, you're not going to know everything. You're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. You're going to get things wrong. You're going to accidentally upset your partner, and that's not ideal, but it's okay. As long as you do your best to not make the same mistakes again. So for example, if you leaving a message on one of your wife's friend's social media posts upsets her, maybe don't do it again. If you leaving a heart emoji on your wife's sister's social media post upsets her, don't do it again. As I've said in previous episodes, I think in relationships and marriage, if you have friendships that have been established long before you meet your partner, your boyfriend or your girlfriend, your husband or your wife, well, that's okay. And unfortunately, that's something they have to accept. As long as they are just genuinely friendships, then there can't be a problem. My wife has friendships with men that she worked with years ago. Can't have a problem with that. If I do have a problem with that, it says more that I've got trust issues, because that's ultimately what it comes down to. I think when it comes to promiscuity, it's watch out for any new behavior. If you're someone who's quite emotional, quite demonstrative, quite huggy, and that's my normal default setting, so that quite often if I come home and my wife's got some friends round and I've known them for a long time and I give them a hug, that's not odd behavior for me. If I wasn't that man and I suddenly started hugging my wife's friends, she might be like, what's that all about? That said, I wouldn't arrange to meet any of my wife's friends or female colleagues on their own. I think that is a bit odd. And I'll be honest, if any of my friends or any of or the husbands of my wife's friends wanted to meet my wife on her own, I'd probably be a little suspicious. But that said, that's just our relationship. There'll be lots of relationships where that's not odd. Every relationship will have a set of rules that you live by. And if you do something that disregards those rules, then you've got a problem. But as I said, you don't know everything about your partner, and sometimes you're going to get it wrong, and sometimes you're going to accidentally upset him or her. All you can do in that moment is apologize and do your best not to do it again. I've just listened back to this, and I basically haven't answered the question at all. I think if you're a woman listening to this, and you're even thinking about the question, or you've ever asked the question, what is considered promiscuous, then that's a good thing, because it means it's in your mind, and it's something you don't want to do. If you're a very extroverted woman, and your husband's used to you hugging everybody, well, then that's not a problem, because that's just who you are, and he's accepted who you are. He's with you probably because you are who you are. That said, if you're not and you suddenly start hugging all his friends, then he might be within his rights to go, what's going on there? Is everything all right? Question: can men forgive cheating? This is quite a nice follow-on from the previous question. Again, it depends entirely on your own relationship. Cheating is not good, and obviously there are varying levels of cheating. In the early stages of a relationship, if you go out on a works do and accidentally snog some bloke, but you're really drunk and you really regret it and you don't do it again, then maybe that's something someone can forgive. I like the saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. People make mistakes. Yes, and the idea of your partner cheating on you or your husband or wife cheating on you is horrible. It's a pretty massive mistake, but people do make mistakes. And actually, you judge someone by how they react to those mistakes. If someone keeps making that mistake, then I don't think that's something you can forgive. If someone is very drunk or under the influence of something, which means they're not in their right mind, then that's different. If the next day they're utterly remorseful and truthful with you about what's happened, it's still not great, but it's a start. The problem is when someone cheats, irrespective of whether that's a drunken snog or someone sleeping with someone, the relationship is damaged and you will have to do quite a lot of work to win back their trust. Because ultimately that again is what it comes down to. Can I trust this person? I've chosen this woman to be my partner. We're going to bring up a family together. We're going to take on the world together. Can I trust her that she's not going to run off when times get difficult or she gets bored? Well, if every time she gets drunk, she snogs someone in a bar, then that's a fairly enormous red flag. Question, how important is it to share common interests? Again, it depends entirely on relationship and what is working for the relationship. And again, I would say, see what works, and if it doesn't work, don't do it again. For example, I train Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Would I want my wife coming to train Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu with me at the same academy? Quite possibly selfishly, no. Only because for me, that is my time when I'm not thinking about anything else other than just being James McDonald training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. If my wife is there, I might feel slightly obligated to look after her, concerned about her getting hurt, completely irrationally overprotective of her, and therefore I won't be completely relaxed and just thinking about me being on the mats. In the same way, when my wife goes running with her friends, would she want me tagging along? I would imagine probably not. Because that's her time to just focus on her own needs, have a chat, probably have a rant about me, about how I spend way too much time on that flipping podcast, and therefore she can't relax and just be herself. So again, it's completely specific to a relationship. I know couples who train Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu together and are really happy, and it's actually, if anything, probably something that strengthens their relationship. I also know married couples that don't. It's whatever works for your relationship. For me, it's important to have some time where I'm not focused on being a dad or a husband. But again, it's finding out about your partner. It's asking the questions, getting to know who they are and what makes them tick and what makes them happy. Trying not to make the same mistakes again. Question: is taking too long to get ready a pet peeve for men? Again, this is only my opinion. I get quite frustrated sometimes if I'm trying to go out and no one's ready. Although in our family, that person is often me. If anything, it's usually my wife who's at the bottom of the stairs saying, come on, we need to go, we're going to be late. Again, it's about getting to know your partner and knowing what behavior winds them up and trying not to do that behavior. If you've got a boyfriend or a husband that gets really annoyed or maybe gets really anxious about being late, then just do your best not to make that happen. Some people have genuine anxiety about being late to places. It's an actual thing. And if that's your partner or husband, then try not to do that. And if you do that, he'll know you're doing that and he'll appreciate it. And that will only strengthen your relationship. Question: what do you do if you're not interested in a woman? This is difficult because sometimes what people say doesn't match with what they do. I think you judge each person by their actions. If a man never rings you back, never texts you back, is a bit flaky, doesn't pay you much attention when you're out, unfortunately, he's not that bothered. The best advice I know on this subject is you know how you are when you are really into someone compared to how you are when you're not really into someone. There will have been cases where you've been really into someone in a relationship and you know how you are. You can't wait to see them again. You get excited when they get a text message. You make a real effort when you go out. Alternatively, when someone you're not really into has been giving you attention, you're not really bothered. That is exactly the same for men. There is no mysterious difference. Men who really fancy women make a massive effort, are visually happy in their company, and it's exactly the same. If a man really fancies you and is really into you, you will know because he'll be making loads of effort. He'll be present, he'll be paying you attention, he'll be paying you compliments, he'll be doing everything he can to make you seem as happy as possible. And obviously I can only speak for my marriage. It's doing the things for my wife that I know are important to her. It's taking her a cup of tea in the morning before she asks, even if I don't make myself one. It's offering to go and get the milk that she forgot to get on the way home, even if it's not my turn. It's offering to go and put the kids to bed when I can see she's had a tough day and she's knackered. The problem people have is when they really fancy someone that doesn't fancy them and they try and read too much into the small amount of attention that person gives them. Luckily, you may well have a friend who says he's really not into you. When that happens, you just need to listen to their advice. And if you question their advice, why would they not want to give you good advice? If they're your friend, they probably really care about you and how you are. And if they can see that someone that you really fancy isn't bothered, they're trying to give you a heads up on it. And the final question, do men like regular contact throughout the day? I kind of answered this in another question in a previous podcast, if whether or not it's okay to text your boyfriend or husband while he's out. I know I must be sounding like a broken record, but again, this is completely specific to each relationship. When you spend time with someone, you get to know their habits. You get to know you and their normal. Your relationship will have a normal default setting. And I know that I normally send a couple of texts to my wife throughout the day, and I often get a couple back. If I know there's something important going on for her today that she may be a bit nervous about, I might send her a nice message or text message. And she does the same. Again, it's about knowing what's going on in your partner's life and doing everything you can to support them. If that's 4 or 5 text messages a day, then that's great. I sometimes think being married, certainly when you're in that stage where you have small children, is like running a small business. Quite often, I feel like I don't see my wife. We pass like ships in the night, we high-five in the hallway, and that can be quite often all the contact we have during the week. And sometimes your text message just, can you remember to do this? Can you remember to do that? Have we done this? Constant communication. It's not emotional or lovey-dovey. It's just, I need to know the answer to this. Have we done this? Remember to do this. And I think what's important is every now and again, I just send my wife a text and tell her I love her. And she does the same. Because I think sometimes you need to be reminded that actually, we are doing really well. Life's really hard, especially when you have children. And it's stressful. And yes, at the moment, life is quite functional and it's busy and there's not a hell of a lot of romance. But we should take pride in what we're doing. And we're doing a really good job. And sometimes it's important just to acknowledge that with a text message or a phone message. I really hope you got something from this podcast. And if something I said created a question for you, please put it in the comments. I'm really trying to get this podcast out there. So if you have 2 minutes to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, that would be hugely appreciated. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're okay. Take care of yourself. My book, First Time Dad, A 42-Week Guide to Pregnancy, is available in Kindle and paperback form on Amazon, and an audiobook form on Audible. To sign up for my monthly newsletter, please visit my website www.dadmindmatters.com.